This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. National parks are no longer free for everyone on holidays, like Memorial Day. Non-U.S. residents ages 16 and older now have to pay the regular daily entrance cost and a $100 fee to get in, even on free days. Rocky Mountain National Park visitors had mixed reactions. Tom Bartosz was hiking with his family.
We've been to Europe, and we've had to pay special fees because we were not Euro residents, so I don't really have that much of a problem with it, just to be honest.
The Trump administration created the so-called America First pricing this year. The National Park Service says the additional revenue will go toward improving the parks. The city of Denver is fighting the federal government's demands that it repeal its ban on assault weapons. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston.
We're filing a brief in that case. We think this argument is preposterous. First of all, we've had this ordinance for 37 years in Denver. Ordinances like it have been challenged in 10 different federal courts across the country, and our side has prevailed in every single one.
The U.S. Supreme Court has yet to weigh in on this type of ban, but Johnston says it's specific to high-capacity magazines that he does not believe are protected by the Second Amendment. A new effort to support the state's underpaid care workforce is seeing high demand. CPR education reporter Jenny Brandine has more.
Thousands of home-based caregivers and early educators have filed for the state's new care worker tax credit. State officials estimate the $1,200 credit has already returned about $23 million to the workforce. Eligible caregivers who haven't filed yet have until October 15th to apply through the state's Department of Early Childhood.
Jenny Brundine reporting. This is CPR News.